Yusna Kukundakwe, age 17, is a Paralympic swimmer from Uganda. Taonele Banda participates in 400 meters and 1,500 meters Paralympics races and broke the record in 2016 to become the first athlete to represent Malawi at the Paralympic Games in Brazil. And Susie Rogers is a former Paralympic swimmer from Britain's team who competed at the Paralympic Games in London in 2012 and in Rio in 2016. Sightsavers says the three athletes are spokespeople for its Equal World campaign, which wants the voices of disabled youth to be included in discussions in September about the UN's Sustainable Development Goals at the Summit of the Future in New York. Currently, Banda and Kukundakwe are in camp preparing for the Paris Paralympics. Banda hopes the campaign will address the stigma and discrimination people with disabilities have long faced. We are also human beings, she says, and we want to be treated equally. It's sad that we are often being discriminated against. For example, she says, we are often sidelined in various developmental programs, including during the distribution of some relief items. She fears that without such a campaign, people with disabilities risk, once again, being left behind, and the Sustainable Development Goals will fail. Banda says the summit should ensure that there are programs benefiting people with disabilities. Simon Munde is Executive Director for the Federation of Disability Organizations in Malawi. He welcomes the campaign.
It's important that these para-athletes carry the voices of fellow young people with disabilities to their world leaders, so that these world leaders, even our own leaders from Africa, really champions the issues of inclusion of persons with disabilities.
Munde says it is high time for people with disabilities to have an equal share of the development cake.
What we don't want is that the taxpayers' money should actually be used for the development of the nation, or even the resources from development partners be used for development, but those kind of development initiatives leave behind persons with disabilities.
Last week, the Malawi government, with support from the United Nations, convened a high-level consultation with representatives from government ministries, civil society organizations, the private sector, academia, and the media to prepare for the Summit of the Future. A statement from the UN office in Malawi says the primary objective of the meeting was to gather diverse perspectives and input that will inform Malawi's position and contributions to the Summit of the Future in New York. During the meeting, various issues were discussed, including those seeking to address the needs of youth and future generations. Lamik Masina, VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Ifeso ndife anthu kuti asamati pondereze zolandira zimabwera zosiyana-siyana kuma mabasa alunga-lunga ife amatisala amati tibe ntchito ndiye apapa khuza kukhala ngati kuti ni mwayi waukulu kwambiri.
It's important that these para-athletes carry the voices of fellow young people with disabilities to their world leaders, so that these world leaders, even our own leaders from Africa, really champions the issues of inclusion of persons with disabilities. What we don't want is that the taxpayers' money should actually be used for the development of the nation, or even the resources from Development partners be used for development, but those kind of development initiatives leave behind persons with disabilities.